This is hilarious.
All right.
Just reading the headline, you can already see which way the author tilts as far as whose side she comes down on. LaToya Gale writes, British mother reveals how she left her partner of 29 years and lost 80,000 pounds, sadly not the ones that she's got down here, to a catfish con artist on Facebook who made her feel loved using photos of Latvia's silver fox defense minister. So this is the dude that she was catfished with here. Artis Pabriks, from Latvia. He's their minister of defense, and apparently he's a silver fox. I don't know. I haven't seen him on the gay cruise, so.
No, I haven't seen him there.
And this is Sharon Ballmer. Oh, God.
Listen, I'm, okay.
Someone made her feel loved?
Hang on, hang on. All right, I'm just going to put this out there.
Long time.
Okay. We have women in the Western world who have been sold a smorgasbord of lies. All right, so this woman was married for three fucking decades.
Just a boot.
Well, by the time the divorce was finalized, I think it's probably over 30. So she fell out of love. They grew apart. All of the laws favor her. So she probably crucified her ex-husband now to move on to this catfish, whatever shit bag.
It's possible. There may be a silver lining here because we were talking about it last week on Thought Thursday about how Britain doesn't have the no-fault divorce laws yet. Mm-hmm. They're in the process of being passed. So the dude may have a case here because she talked to this guy who passed himself off as a U.S. soldier named Murphy Townsend for 2 years before falling out of love and initiating divorce proceedings.
She fell out of love.
Out of love. Seriously, look at this.
No, but the thing is the whole Western world is jam-packed with these old, burned-out, nasty, crusty, walking walruses of women. And they can't find... And listen, a 50-year-old dude is going to look at that and go, I'm out. I am out.
Oh, I need that one for the soundboard. I'm out.
I'm just telling you. And like, we did a whole comedy video called The Spinster Bubble.
Oh, it pops.
And women like this are going to get crushed when it finally pops, and it's not that far off.
No. And this is a face not even a mother could love. I mean, you know who she reminds me of? Brad Dourif in Lord of the Rings. Let's do a side-by-side here. Oh, God!
Oh, yeah! Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I would say that is pretty damn close.
The one to the right where he's...
where you got here?
Microphone at the bottom corner. Wait, no.
Okay. This one here?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's him as an actual person.
Yeah, I know.
That's just how he looks.
Yeah, but it's very close to her.
It looks like that was when he had his Halloween sheriff goatee going on.
Okay.
Either way you're looking at it, no.
Nope.
And this person wants your sympathy. He took me for 80,000 pounds away.
Where do you think she got that 80,000 pounds from?
From her husband.
From ass raping her husband of 30 years.
She took 43,000 pounds from her own savings. Mm-hmm. Her own savings. And an additional 37,000 in debt to take out loans for this dude.
Wow.
Amazing. And I'm supposed to feel bad for this person.
Yeah, you know where you can find sympathy, right?
In the dictionary between
and syphilis. Amen. I've heard that thousands of times now.
apparently there's over 100 fake profiles using images of this dude, and they've been facing this situation for a long time. This was a comment from the Latvian Defense Office. Okay, so if there's over 100 fake profiles using this dude's images, and she didn't do a simple Google reverse search, she's dumb twice.
Well, people think that carrying one of these makes you smarter.
Nah.
It doesn't.
Nah, I call them dumb
folks. It makes you lazier, and thus by default, you actually come out dumber.
Yep. Oh, and what's even worse, trying to find the little tidbit here, because I want to say, yeah, she paid for most of this in Bitcoin.
That money's gone.
So it's gone.
That money is gone.
She's not
going
to be able to trace shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you poor sad sack of
woman. And I'm going to be honest, there's probably thousands of stories just like this.
Oh, I bet.
Because if one person got catfished this badly, there's a lot of people doing it because there's money in it.
Yeah. Well, you remember we did an episode a long time ago called Pump and Dump. It's actually one of our most popular videos, and it wasn't a catfish situation, but it involved similar circumstances where you had a chick who was supposedly devoted to a guy. From what I remember, he was much older than she was. Mm-hmm. And then they went on a vacation to Jamaica, and she fell for this dude who was like a cabana boy or some shit.
Yeah, I remember that
one. And she claimed that she didn't do anything with him until after she had broken things off with her fiancé. Sure.
I wonder how that worked out for her.
Well, she wound up a whole bunch in debt as well.
You know what? I think we should look in on that in a few years to see how her life turned out. Probably not good.
Well, considering the whole shopping for sympathy angle fell flatter than a junior high school gymnast's chest, I'm pretty sure she's probably just wallowing in her own misery and loneliness. With an OnlyFans account, of course.
Now, maybe this is up to me doing all that time in the military, but I really don't come off sympathy that often.
No.
I don't, because most of the time you could trace everything back to their own doing.
Yep.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's bad shit happens. Like, say you're driving and somebody blows a red light and T-bones you and f***s you up.
Boom.
That's just bad luck.
Yeah.
Nobody's fault. I mean, maybe it's his fault.
The prisoner's drunk or whatever.
I'll give you some sympathy for that. But if you smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day and then all of a sudden you got lung cancer and you're circling the drain and you want me to sympathize with you, I'm not. I just don't have it. I don't.
No. No f***s.
I'm sorry. You basically cut that piece of cake. You ate the whole thing yourself. F*** off.
And you're eating it in bed because that's where you're wallowing.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.